You're listening to SBS News.
Around 12 million new COVID-19 cases have been reported in Europe over the past week, the highest number since the start of the pandemic. But there are some positive signs amid those alarming figures. The case incidence rate and overall admissions to intensive care have not increased significantly, and the number of deaths is starting to plateau. The World Health Organization's Regional Director for Europe, Dr. Hans Kluge, sees light at the end of the tunnel.
A plausible endgame for the pandemic. Not to say that it is now all over, but to highlight that in the European region, there is a singular opportunity to take control of the transmission because of the congruence of three elements. First, a large capital of vaccine-derived and natural immunity by Omicron. Second, a favorable seasonality pause as we move out of the winter. And third, a lower severity of the Omicron variant, now well established.
Dr. Kluge denies any contradiction between his assessment and that of WHO Chief Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, who last week warned it was dangerous to assume Omicron would be the last variant or that the pandemic was in its final stages.
The pandemic is not over, as Dr. Tedros is rightly telling so, but the point that Dr. Tedros is making, that we in the European region have been supporting from day one, is the need for international global solidarity. If 2021 was the year of vaccine production, let 2022 be the year of vaccine equity.
On World Cancer Day, Dr. Kluge has provided an update on the impact COVID-19 has had on treating the disease.
In the last quarter of 2021, there was a disruption in cancer care, screening and treatment of between 5 to 50% in all countries reporting. The situation has improved since the first quarter of last year, where services were disrupted by more than 50% in 44% of countries, and by between 5 to 50% in the rest. But the knock-on effect of this disruption will be felt for years.
Elsewhere around the world, countries are starting to emerge slowly from COVID-19 pandemic isolation. Indonesia's holiday island of Bali has welcomed its first direct flight for nearly 2 years, albeit with just a handful on board who had to enter strict quarantine on arrival. Bali Airport spokesman Torfan Yudhistira says staff have prepared well for the first direct flight, which came from Japan.
We have prepared passenger entry routes in various facilities, such as thermal scanners and computers for registration, as well as PCR inspection facilities and holding areas for passengers to wait for the PCR results to come out.
Indonesia says restarting international flights is vital to boosting Bali's battered tourism sector, which usually accounts for more than half of its economy. Though the island officially opened to visitors from China, New Zealand, Japan and a few other countries in mid-October, there have been no direct non-cargo flights since then. Meanwhile, a South African biotechnology company has used the publicly available sequence of Moderna's COVID-19 mRNA vaccine to make its own version. It's hoped the vaccine, which is the first mRNA variety designed, developed and produced at a laboratory scale on the African continent, could be tested in humans before the end of the year. Medicine's Patent Pool Executive Director Charles Gore says it's a significant development for Africa.
If this project shows that Africa can take cutting-edge technology and produce cutting-edge products with it, that will banish this idea, Africa can't do it. And I hope that will really change the global mindset around Africa. And understanding that, yes, this is about empowering Africa. This is not about her philanthropy to Africa. Africans, when I talk to them, don't want things given to them. They want an opportunity to produce things.
The biotech company behind the vaccine, Afrigen, is part of a consortium selected by the WHO for a pilot project to give poor and middle-income countries the capability to make COVID-19 vaccines. Gareth Borum, SBS News.